The Plato's tribesmen are going to pretend they did not install this guy as president, but rather keep pushing the message that we did. We the people, because we are so divided, and then gleefully encourage us to blame each other for whatever befalls us in the way of our civil liberties loss as a result. These guys have so much contempt for us, with heads so swollen with their own hubris, swollen largely due to the theft of the inventions of Nikola Tesla. They imagine we will accept whatever noose they decide to strangle us with. And though it is obvious, it should perhaps be said, that the statesmen are supported in their intentions by the professional left. Only those who would corroborate Power's key messages in this moment will be allowed access to our thought process. For example, though I find it difficult to tune in our local so-called progressive station because of its left version propaganda, I did this week a couple times before I knew the outcome of the election, and both times I heard a key Power guy message being dutifully regurgitated, i.e., quote, this is a paraphrase. The Democratic Party has only itself to blame for nominating someone so unelectable. And this pundit was saying this after it had already been called with the popular vote counted. I'm always way behind events. And so this pundit had the shamelessness to say this even though she won the popular vote, Hillary Clinton, despite Power's vote theft. This fabrication that she was disliked by the electorate was put out every other day in the New York Times for what felt like the entire campaign, precisely, I'm sure, to make it so. But I never bought that it worked as bombarding, self-fulfilling prophecy. Women wanted to see a woman become U.S. president, appreciated her grasp, and not just women, a lot of people appreciated her grasp of the issues and coolness under pressure. After each debate, they would, at least in the New York Times, have these articles from the perspective of the so-called, target audience for Trump, and they would all say, I can't see myself voting for him. It was embarrassing. I want someone my children can look up to, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I didn't buy it. We appreciated her grasp of the issues and coolness. And this is somebody, obviously, who wants to be done with states, but also wants that process to be as violence-free, because it is the state that brings the violence, and as little punishment as possible for us to get our freedom. And if you have someone, and Lord knows what's in his inner self, I would not begin to speak to it, and I'm not someone who's ever followed him over the years. I have no idea of who this person is. But if there is someone in that seat that offers no resistance to these Plato's tribesmen at all, we have a much more difficult time. And which is why I'm so disappointed that we have not figured out how to expose this tactic and counter it in some way. I'm really hoping it becomes moot at this point, that we have seen enough of the dirty tricks and ugliness of this system, that we no longer need to go through this song and dance of trying to, as Prince says, choose the lesser of two dangers, but rather choose freedom for all of us.